Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, today we have a cattle on feed report. It's after the close at 2 p.m. this afternoon and the pre-market free trade here before that report. We've been a pretty quiet day overall with live cattle anywhere from 30 to 50 or so higher, and then feeder cattle steady to 50 to 80 lower. But again, it has been really quiet all day long without much action whatsoever. August live cattle are up 30 today at 141.57. It looks like the cash trade here is going to be about 142 this week, which is a pretty good deal. Last week it was about 141. So in Texas and Kansas, Oklahoma 142, Nebraska 45 to 48. But that was a little bit ticked up from last week. So that's a pretty good sign here, and that's going to hold it together. August feeders down 20 at 181.32. They're at a premium to where the index currently is. The index is in the 79 range, so that's a little bit indicative. I think the cash market will stay good, and usually the futures market leads the cash. I think that's what we'll see this time. On feed report again after the close, the estimates for that on feed report are about 100.8% on feed from one, so just slightly above last year. Placements 98.8%, marketing's about 97%.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, the grain futures market today ended up kind of a surprising rally in the wheat. We've got quite a bit of rain forecasted over the coming week. But December Kansas City wheat bounced from lows for this move down to, all the way down from 815 and a quarter at the low to 847 even at the close, up 31 and three quarters of a cent. July of next year was also higher. July was up 25 and three quarters, putting in a 840 and three quarters. So again, really strong wheat futures. The beans were unchanged. Basically, November up a penny at 1406. That was 20 off the lows, though, and about four off the high. And in the corn market, December finished up 7.5 cents at 623, 11 off of their lows. December cotton bounced back today up 311 at 115.81, about four off their lows. You know, that market rallied somewhere around just over 30 cents and then gave back 4 or 5, and now we're gaining some back. So the cotton futures have sort of caught a bit here. It's still dry. You know, this rainfall we've been talking about hadn't happened yet, and it looks to me like it might be shifting to the east a little bit, more toward central and east Texas from Lubbock and Amarillo back east a little bit. So we'll see what happens. A lot of rain forecast. Currently the Dow Jones down 280. Crude oil is unchanged here with October right at $90.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.